Before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So last week, we kind of had a look into Paul's heart.
Yeah,
the first part of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And he's telling them he doesn't want to come with heaviness. He wants to be glad when he comes to them.
He wants
to rejoice in them when he comes.
Yeah,
because he's writing these letters with a heavy heart.
Yeah,
he says he's afflicted, he has tears when he writes things. Because he doesn't enjoy to having to rebuke and to correct.
لذت نمیبره از تصحیح کردن و تنبیه کردن.
Yeah, he rather rejoices in them doing well.
ترجیح میده که لذت ببره با شاد بودنشون.
Same like a parent rather rejoices in his children or her children doing well than having to correct them all the time.
با بچه‌هاش همیشه شاد باشه به جای اینکه هر روز تنبیهشون کنه و تربیتشون کنه.
Yeah, but he also makes it clear in his letter that he will correct if he needs to.
نامه‌ها به ما نشون میده که اگر لازم باشه تصحیح کنه.
Yeah, he loves them.
اونها رو دوست داره.
And that's why I say, if I come and I need to correct, I will do this.
و میگه من میام اگر بیام و باید
you know, Paul's heart is that he wants to see them do better. Now they did respond to his first letter, of course it's the second letter. And they had listened to Paul's instructions to throw out a certain man who had his father's wife.
شنیده بودن که اون آقایی رو که زن پدرش رو به زنی گرفته بود و بیرون کردن از کلیسا.
He was removed from fellowship.
از مشارکت بیرونشون کرده بودن.
This was some punishment carried out by many.
تنبیه کردن خیلی از اعضای کلیسا اون فرد.
The whole church. The whole church would cut ties in such a case.
در این رابطه ترک رابطه کرده بود.
We saw they went overboard.
و می‌بینیم که اشتباه اما زیاده روی کردن. دست نکشیدن.
They're not restoring him.
حالا دیگه حاضر نیست.
They're not forgiving him.
دیگه حاضر نیستن وقتی اون تقاضای بخشش کرده به خانواده قبولش کنن.
And Paul makes clear if he has repented,
توبه کرده. پس اگه توبه کرده.
Then confirm your love to him again.
محبتتون رو بهش دوباره.
Yeah, make sure that he knows he's received back.
و دریافت میکنه بخششش رو.
And he says if you forgive him, I forgive him too.
اگه شما بخشیدنشون من میبخشم.
We'll forgive and forget. It's something in the past.
ببخشید و فراموش کنید و اتفاقی است که در گذشته افتاده.
Yeah, and remember the goal of that correction is that somebody returns.
تربیت و تصحیح اینه که یک نفر توبه کنه و
برگرده.
یه پیام محکم رو به یه نفر
so
دادنه که یه نفر توبه کنه
and then gets restored again.
و دوباره آشتی کنه
and then also be used by God again.
که دوباره با خداوند ازش استفاده بکنه.
Yeah, God, Paul rebukes and corrects to get them back on track.
خداوند توبه تنبیه و تصحیح میکنه که یک نفر بفهمه اشتباه کرده و دوباره برگرده نه به دلیل دیگه ای.
Yeah, he wants them to be individuals that live for God.
میخواد هر کسی فردی باشه که برای خداوند زندگی میکنه.
He wants the Corinthians to be in church that fulfills the great commission.
کلیسایی باشن که تکمیل عهد خداوند و فرمان خداوند رو انجام بدن.
If we don't correct, if we don't restore,
اگه ما درست عمل نکنیم، درست بنا نکنیم.
Then Satan wins that battle.
اون موقع شیطان پیروزه.
Yeah, because the Christian wouldn't be effective anymore for God's kingdom.
اون موقع یک مسیحی و یک ایماندار برای خداوند سودی نداره.
Yeah, and of course, if we go into sin, some sin have consequences.
وقتی گناه میکنیم تو زندگیمون گناهانمون نتیجه‌ای داره.
It doesn't mean that that's the end for you.
ولی به این معنی نیست که گناه آخر خطمونه و دیگه امیدی برامون نیست.
You can still be used greatly by God.
و خداوند هنوز میتونه برای شما و جلالش رو خداوند استفاده کنه.
Look forward, start serving him, start doing what is right.
خدمت کنید بهش و سعی کنید بهترین
کارو انجام بدید. Look forward to the prize.
و منتظر اون پاداشتون از خداوند باشید.
Now this week we're going to talk about the last week was about the heart of a man of God. Today we'll talk about the heart of biblical ministry.
و میخوام امروز در مورد قلب خدمت درست خداوند
صحبت کنم. Because in the second part Paul hits several things.
در قسمت دوم پولس رسول در مورد چندین نکته صحبت میکنه.
That are important
for
ministry.
برای خدمتمون.
And when I talk about ministry I'm talking about a local church.
کلیسای محلی و کارهایی که کلیسا انجام میده.
Yeah, when we're involved in doing ministry.
وقتی داریم خدمت میکنیم.
If we want to become active doing ministry.
اگه میخوایم فعال باشیم و در خدمت ادامه بدید.
Here are things that we should have in our mind.
چیزهایی که باید تو فکر ذهنمون باشه.
Yeah, and I understand that all kinds of so-called Christian ministries out there.
میدونم که خیلی ها هستن که اسم
خودشون مسیحی نام گردن. I'm talking about those.
I'm talking about در مورد اونا صحبت نمی‌کنن.
Those who are actually tied to a church, a local church.
اما در مورد خدمت صحبت می‌کنن.
God uses the local church to do the work of the ministry.
خداوند اولین وظیفه چیزی که استفاده می‌کنه کلیسای محلی.
That's where the training takes place. That's where the sending takes place.
جایی که اونجا یاد می‌گیریم. جایی است که از اونجا فرستاده می‌شیم برای خدمت.
And I understand a lot of churches don't do this.
می‌دونم که خیلی از کلیسای دنیای امروزمون این کارو نمی‌کنن.
And all kinds of groups want to help the local church.
و خیلی ها از گروه‌های متفاوت می‌خوان کلیسای محلی.
So when I talk about biblical ministries, I'm talking about whatever is tied directly to the local church
and its purpose.
So start reading in verse 12, 2 Corinthians 2:12. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord.
اما چون به تروآس به جهت بشارت مسیح آمدم و دری برای من در خداوند باز شد.
So with what purpose did Paul come to Troas?
با چه هدفی پولس برای تروآس اومد؟
He came to preach the gospel.
اومد که بشارت مسیح.
Yeah, he's on a mission trip.
اومده برای خدمت.
And he's out there to fulfill the great commission.
اومده که کار خدمت بزرگ انجام بده.
He's out there to share the gospel and establish new churches.
کلیسای جدید رو بنا کنه.
Now, biblical ministry
Yeah,
is focused on fulfilling the Great Commission.
هدفش تکمیل کردن اون حکم اعظم خداونده.
The local church,
کلیسای محلی,
yeah, is a local assembly of believers.
جای محلی که ایمانداران جمع میشن.
Coming together,
که دور هم جمع
میشن. Under the leadership of a pastor,
زیر رهبری شبان کلیسا.
Around a common goal,
برای یک هدف.
Of fulfilling the Great Commission.
تکمیل کردن حکم اعظم خداوند.
Yeah, Matthew 28:19-20
تلز اس گفته
What the church should be doing.
کلیسا وظیفه‌اش
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
52 پس رفته همه امت‌ها را شاگرد سازید و ایشان را به نام پدر، پسر و روح القدس تعمید دهید و ایشان را تعلیم دهید که همه اموری را که به شما حکم کردم حفظ کنند و اینک من هر روزه تا پایان دنیا همراه شما میباشم.
Yeah. آمین. A local church that is not involved in doing these things
که این کار را انجام نمیده
has no use.
فایده نداره، بی فایده است.
As a church they're living in sin
because not obeying فرمان خداوند و کار عیسی مسیح رو انجام نمیده.
The leadership has failed in that church.
رهبریت کلیسا شکسته است و فایده نداره.
Yeah, because the leadership is to motivate and mobilize people to share the gospel.
رهبریت کلیسا اینه که کلیسا اعضا رو تشویق و آماده کنه برای بشارت.
And I've heard excuses from leaders why they're not doing the things they're supposed to be doing.
شنیدم که چرا کلیسا شما رو نمی‌کنه. مثلا میگن
Oh, nobody would come to help. Yeah, the people are lukewarm. Yeah, the people don't want to go out there and share the gospel. That's the problem. It's the people. Yeah, we as a board, yeah, I've heard this literally, yeah, have decided we want to do something about sharing the gospel. But nobody's interested. Now, first of all, you shouldn't have boards in churches, but that's another story.
But if
that's not a biblical configuration, but if you claim to be leaders of a church, here's what the Bible tells you to do. Go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. And here we have Paul giving instruction to his son in the faith.
پولس رسول یه دست فرمانی میده برای یه دی تو کلیسا.
And here's what he tells Timothy.
به تیموتائوس اینو میگه.
Yeah, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5.
آیه 5. اما تو در همه چیز هوشیار بوده، متحمل زحمات باش و عمل مبشر را به جا آور و خدمت خود را به کمال رسان.
Yeah, so he tells Timothy, do the work of an evangelist.
برو کار مبشر را انجام بده. عمل مبشر را انجام بده.
Is this sounding like Paul is giving Timothy suggestion?
میگه به تیموتائوس
Maybe you should do something. No,
he's
telling him what to do.
Hey,
you as a leader, you need to do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah,
you cannot just leave it to other people. Yeah, leaders of churches must set the example.
It's
something that the Bible commands them to do if they're in that position.
Yeah, and
pastor who is not actively part of the sharing of the gospel in the
church.
It's not right with God. Yeah, if I would stop sharing the gospel, I'll say, oh, I'll focus me on just a
picture.
You do the evangelizing. That's a problem. Because the Bible commands the leaders in the church
to share the gospel.
Yeah, I don't have to be part of every single time I go out there. But the leaders in the church should set the example of going out and sharing the gospel.
که برم بیرون و نمونه بشارت باشم.
Now the other extreme is
دومین قسمت اون برش
that something all the soul winning, all the evangelism needs to be done by the specialist.
برعکسشون که میگه فقط اونی که دانشگاه رفته میتونه بشارت.
Yeah, oh, you have the pastor, he needs to do it.
شبان باید بره.
And the evangelist.
اون مبشر کلیسا باید بره.
These are the ones who are the specialists.
فقط مخصوصا یاد گرفتن که برن.
And it's wrong again.
با اینم اشتباس.
It's the pastor and evangelist that lead the way,
بله.
that set the example.
و شبان رهبری میکنه گروه رو و نمونه میشه برای همه.
Go to Ephesians 4.
افسوسیان فصل 4.
Ephesians 4 verse 11 and 12.
آیه 11 12.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11 and 12.
و او بخشید بعضی رسولان، بعضی انبیا، بعضی مبشرین، بعضی شبانان و معلمان را برای تکمیل مقدسین، برای کار خدمت، برای بنای بدن
مسیح. So God has given certain gifts to the church.
خداوند یه سری هدایا رو به اعضای کلیسا داده.
And they are there not to do all the work on their own.
نه اینکه همشون تنهایی همه کارو بکنن.
They are there to help.
اومدن
to mobilize, to train,
همه رهبری کنیم، همه آماده کنیم شبانا مقدسین کلیسا رو برای خدمت کلیسا.
The Christians, the people in the church.
مسیحیان و اعضای کلیسا.
To do the work of the ministry.
همه با هم دیگه خدمت خداوند رو به تکمیل برسونیم.
Why do we have a church?
چرا اصلا کلیسا داریم؟
To motivate and mobilize others to preach the gospel.
تشویق کنیم همدیگر رو که بریم بشارت بدیم، ادامه بدیم به خدمتمون.
Yeah, why is Paul starting all these churches all over the place?
چرا که پولس همه این کلیسا رو همه جا شروع کرده؟
So they can play church for the next decades and then die out.
دهه‌های آینده هر کسی نقش کلیسا رو بازی کنه و بعد کلیسا بمیره و همه بمیرن و همه به قبر.
He's setting these places up, these churches,
for the purpose to fulfill the great commission. برای هدفش و تکمیل کردن اون حکم اعظم خداوند.
Biblical ministry must be mobilizing and motivating soul winners.
رهبران دیگران رو تشویق کنه برای بشارت که اونها هم صیاد جانها باشن.
What we do need to stand in
the light. کاری که باید بکنیم بیستیم و همه با هم انجام.
Yeah, when you listen to preaching.
وقتی به موعظه کلیسا گوش
می‌کنی. When you gain a knowledge.
وقتی اطلاعات رو به دست آوردی.
That's to help you. این برای اینه
که بلند شیم بتونیم بریم بهتر بشارت بدیم.
That's to help you answer the questions a lot of it.
بتونیم به اون یکی دوستمون که سوال داره بهتر جواب بدیم.
Not so you have a head full of knowledge, you can then dive it in an old age. Yeah, we are to grow in our faith, become a more effective tool in the hands of God.
And
of course, the main work we are to do is fulfilling the Great Commission.
Yeah, even
fellowship times, bring us together as a group of believers.
It's
part of discipleship. Disciple to do what? Now Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ.
بیاین دنبال من همون جوری که من دنبال مسیح میرم.
Yeah, Paul is evangelizing. Paul is setting up churches. Paul is fulfilling the Great Commission.
رو بنا کرد. حکم اعظم رو انجام داد. گفت بیاین همون جوری که من میرم.
He's probably the most active Christian
of the New Testament. مسیحی عهد جدیده.
Now what's Paul doing here? He's going to show us to preach the gospel. He's fulfilling the Great Commission. Go to Romans 10.
Yeah?
It's the church that sends.
Romans 10.
Yeah, Romans 10. It's a pastor that is the example, and it's the evangelist that is the example and training the others. Read Romans 10, verse 13 till 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
زیرا هر که نام خداوند را بخواند نجات خواهد یافت. پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند؟ چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند؟ چگونه بشنوند بدون باعث؟ چگونه موعظه کنند جز این که فرستاده شوند؟ چنان که مکتوب است، چه زیباست پاهای آنان که مژده صلح را اعلام می‌کنند، به چیزهای نیکو بشارت می‌آورند.
Guess who's doing the sending?
کی فرستاده را انجام
می‌ده؟ Yeah, that's the church who does the sending. The local church sends.
انجام می‌ده. کلیسای محلی می‌فرسته.
Now Paul says, I went there to preach the gospel and God opened a door for him to be effective and throw us to win people to the Lord.
We
see the same thing in 1 Corinthians 16. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Verses 8 and 9.
اما من تا پنتیکاست در افسوس خواهم ماند، زیرا که دری بزرگ و کارساز برای من باز شد و مخالفین بسیار است.
He has a great opportunity.
موقعیت بزرگی در افسوس برای بشارت پس می‌ماند.
Yes, there's adversaries.
بله، مخالفین هم هست.
You do things for God, you will have the enemy.
من چه وقتی برای خداوند خدمت می‌کنیم دشمنم داریم، پشتمون هست.
Yeah, if you want to have no problems, yeah, sit at home, do nothing.
اگه می‌خوای بمونی خونه و
بخوابی. Not a threat.
چون وقتی خوابی می‌بینی کسی آسیب نمی‌رسونه، کسی با تو کاری نداره، اما خداوند دعی رو باز می‌کنه. اون موقع است که فعالین، اون موقع است دشمنتون هم زیاد میشه.
I spoke last week with my brother.
هفته پیش با برادرم صحبت کردم.
He has a friend in Belarus.
یه دوست داره تو بلاروس.
And he's doing missions there. And he had to move to Hungary for now.
الان رفتن لهستان.
And he said the people are so open here for the gospel. They're ready to hear. Even though the situation had become hard.
با اینکه شرایط سخت شده به خاطر جنگ اوکراین.
Yeah, the situation in Europe has become more difficult, especially in those areas, but it has opened doors for people to be saved. Yeah, and door has been opened to them for the preaching of the gospel. And biblical ministry,
yeah,
will be in the business of motivating and mobilizing people
آماده کنه اعضای کلیساش
to walk through those doors and share the gospel.
درهای باز رو ببینن و بشارت بدن به انجیل عیسی مسیح.
We have doors open unto us.
ما درهای باز رو داریم به عنوان کلیسای محلی.
And of course we should be mobilizing and motivating people to do to make use of those great opportunities to preach the gospel.
در باز به حضور اون درها بره و بشارت
بده. God is always interested to open doors.
همیشه منتظر درهای باز.
So we can share the good news.
ما شما بتونیم بشارت بدیم در
درها. At the heart of biblical ministry.
قلب اون خدمت کتاب مقدسی
is that we get people ready and motivate people to go out and share.
همه اعضا آماده باشن برن و بشارت بدن.
Yeah, you might move to another country one day.
شاید یه روزی از اینجا
بری. Having to find another church.
شاید مجبور شین بری یه کلیسای دیگر رو پیدا کنی.
Look for a church that has a soul winning program.
که قلبش قلب بشارته.
Look for a church that reaches the lost. There's a heart for lost.
گم شدگان رو لمس میکنه.
Here's a second thing. 2 Corinthians 2:13.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 2.
That needs to be at the heart of biblical ministry.
که اون قلب کلیسا.
2 Corinthians 2:13. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia.
در روح خود آرامی نداشتم، از آن رو که برادر خود تیتوس را نیافتم، بلکه ایشان را ودا نموده به مقدونیه آمدم.
Yeah, so we see Paul here that he is worried.
می‌دونیم که پولس نگران.
About Titus.
نگران تیتوس.
Yeah, his brother in the faith. Yeah.
قلب این برادرش در ایمان.
He expects them to be there, but he's not.
توقع داره که اونجا باشن، اما نیست.
Now, biblical ministry.
اون خدمت کتاب مقدسی
should worry for the well-being of its people.
باید نگران ازاش باشه.
Especially when they're missing.
مخصوصا وقتی نیستن.
Yeah, if somebody is a clear member of the church.
اگر یک کسی واقعا عضو کلیساست.
Yeah, they're consistently a part of the church.
همیشه فعالانه تو کلیسا خدمت
می‌کنن. And when they do not show up.
وقتی تو کلیسا نیان.
Yeah, that should make our spirit unrestful.
باید دیگرانمون کنه. آرامی از همون بگیره.
Yeah, and Sahar knows. I often ask her.
میدونم معمولا سهر از
Do you know where such and such was?
میدونی فلانی کجا بود؟
Yeah.
میدونی چی شد؟
Do you know why he or she wasn't in church?
میدونی چرا فلانی تو کلیسا نبود؟
Yeah. Some didn't show up at the beach for the party.
Yeah,
I noticed that. I asked Sahar, hey, do you know why? Yeah. And we should notice these things. You should notice these things. I'm not the only one. And check out. Yeah, I often have a language barrier. I can't even directly communicate with most of you directly. Yeah, but we all need to pay attention to these things. Yeah, just give him a call. Figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
we have to care for one another. Yeah, and when brothers or sisters in Christ are missing, it should warn you. Now, listen to this as something that you need to do. Not as something that you think have a right to be done to you.
Yeah,
remember the golden rule. You do unto others what you want them to do unto you.
Yeah,
what about you as part of the church setting the right example? What about you being unsettled if you miss people? If you
see people missing. اون آرامش رو ازتون
بگیرید. Why is that person there? No more there.
که اونجا همیشه هست امروز نیست.
Don't go sit at home. When there's something you're angry about or disgruntled about.
وقتی عصبانی هستی.
Hey, nobody's calling me. No, get yourself in the church.
منم تو خونه نشستم کسی برنامه‌ریزی کرده.
If you are at home.
خونه وقتی نشستی.
Yeah, you're sinning against God because he told you to be assembled together.
And of course, هم جمع شدن دست نکشید.
We live in 2022 and you can't even connect online. Yeah, we have three people connecting online at the moment.
الان میتونیم اینترنتی هم شرکت کنیم. سه نفر توی لیزامون الان اینترنت.
Yeah, we have a prayer group.
گروه دعا هم داریم.
If there's things you want to pray for, let us know.
دعا کنین بنویسین اعلام کنین.
And we will pray for these things.
و دعا خواهیم کرد براتون.
If there's something going on and we can help, let us know.
اگر اتفاقی داره میفته و من میتونم کاری انجام بدم.
If you're going through a hard time,
let us know.
You might not be able to solve the problem.
Yeah, we're not God.
But at least we can pray. Yeah, it's okay to worry for other people because we care for them. Yeah, so at the heart of biblical ministry is the motivating and mobilizing of soul winners. And it's also caring for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Worrying about them when they're missing.
Yeah,
there
should be markers for an healthy local
church.
Yeah, we also be fulfilling the Great Commission.
ما باید فرمان اعظم خداوند رو تکمیل کنیم.
And we should worry.
باید نگران باشیم.
Our brothers and sisters.
نگران باشیم که وقتی خواهر و برادرمون نیستن.
What do I do when people share actually their problems with me?
اما وقتی کسی مشکلش رو به من میگه من چیکار کنم با مشکلش؟
I can't solve them.
من که نمیتونم مشکلش رو حل کنم.
Pray for them.
اگه نمیتونی دعا کن براش.
But what do we see Paul saying over
پولس رسول بارها و بارها چی میگه؟
Again and again.
بارها و بارها چی اعلام میکنه؟
In almost all his letters.
در همه نامه هاش.
I'm praying for you.
من دعا میکنم.
I'm always having you in my prayers.
من همیشه شما رو در دعام دارم.
That's what he can do. He's praying for the people that he loves, that he concerns about. He's praying for the Corinthians, he's praying for the Ephesians, he's praying for the Colossians.
Yeah,
we can pray for the people in this church. But I don't know what people's problems are. Okay, you can start, but praying for the prayer request you already know. Because we're sharing them every week. You can start joining on Friday. You can start with calling people up.
And ask them,
hey, why are you missing?
چرا نیومدی؟ حالت خوبه؟